You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A new study shows that putting people behind bars costs American families $350 billion every year. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
The study from Forward.us says one in two American adults has seen incarceration in their immediate family, with higher rates among Black Americans. Families with a member in jail or prison spend about $4,000 a year, and the report says for Black families, the cost is more than double due to longer sentencing. Zoe Towns with Forward.us says expenses like phone calls, care packages, long-distance travel, and new costs at home all contribute to the exorbitant price.
It also includes depressed wages over the lifetime of the person who's incarcerated, who's no longer able to contribute, but also to all the other members of the family, oftentimes are also now experiencing lower pay just because of all of the shock of incarceration and the disruption that comes with that.
She adds the children of people behind bars usually see their own wages depressed throughout their lifetime, even after a parent is released. Wisconsin's incarceration rate is among the highest in the nation. Black Wisconsinites are locked up at a rate nearly 12 times higher than whites, despite making up just 6% of the state's population. The report shows incarceration rates are also higher for people in poverty, with subsequent expenses eating up more than a quarter of the family income. Town says the stigma around incarceration often means it's overlooked in discussions about household budgets.
This report comes at a time when lawmakers and the American public are really thinking seriously about spending, about the price of everyday costs. They're thinking about affordability, and this is just one of those key drivers of affordability that is pretty significant and also under-discussed.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch.
Southwestern Wisconsin is becoming a hotbed for clean energy production. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
About 10% of Wisconsin's electricity is from renewable sources. The industry employs about 6,500 people and invests $15.5 million a year in property, state, and local taxes, and more than $15 million annually in land lease payments. Kaden Krapp with the Wisconsin Land and Liberty Coalition says along with the economic benefits, clean energy has the potential to provide the state with autonomy.
One of the biggest benefits that including these renewable energies into the state grid can bring is that we can start becoming a net exporter by being able to create our own Wisconsin-grown energy and be able to distribute it to other states as well.
A number of proposed projects are slated for the area, including the Whitetail Energy Center, the Badger Hollow Wind Energy Center, and the Uplands Wind Project. Each is projected to generate millions of dollars annually and collectively produce hundreds of megawatts of energy to power homes and businesses across the state. Amy Seaboth Wilson with Southwest Wisconsin Technical College says the school is leading the pack in innovation in the renewable energy space. She says it offers degrees to prepare students for the rising industry and is the first in the Wisconsin Technical College system to install solar arrays with batteries.
I think people really appreciate how Southwest Tech is leaning into technological innovation and demonstrating how it can be really useful as a way to save money and how it can benefit our communities. There's a lot of excitement around having that conversation.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks draft a big man. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Basketball, the Milwaukee Bucks used their second-round pick to add Bogoyub Markovic, 19 years old, a forward and a top player in Serbia, 6'11", but just 217 pounds, assistant general manager Milt Newton. And how long the Bucks have had their eye on Markovic?
Well, actually, we've been on him for the last 4 or 5 years. They were very high on him. Obviously, a little bit thinner right now. Got to get stronger, put on some more weight, but but we've been on him for the last 4 or 5 years.
The Bucks also signed Alabama's Mark Sears to a two-way deal. Meanwhile, a lot of excitement across the state that Milwaukee's Con Knipple, after just 1 year at Duke, went as high as fourth overall in the draft to Charlotte. Knipple says he met with the Hornets in Chicago last month.
Yeah, I mean, having the interviews at the combine and then my visit there with the team. And so I'm super glad they pulled the trigger, and I can't wait to be a Hornet.
With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Put on your seatbelts, folks, for this weekend's new theatrical releases. The biggie is F1, the movie. Racing fans will love it for its high-octane action Formula One racing scenes, and those who think Brad Pitt is dreamy will like it because Brad Pitt plays a race car driver. The film is being called Top Gun on Wheels and is reviewing in the mid to high 90th percentile on Rotten Tomatoes. Audiences seem to be digging the film as well. If you're up for a horror flick sequel about AI going rogue and turning into a killer, check out Megan 2.0. The first installment, you guessed it, Megan, made $180 million worldwide on just a $12 million production budget. The film is reviewing in the low 60s on Rotten Tomatoes, but still fresh. If you're in the mood for a dark comedy drama, check out Sorry Baby, the latest film from A24 Studios. Let's go to the movies. We are about halfway through the year, so Variety has just released its 10 best movies of the year so far. There is one surprise on the list, but mostly it's been the go-to films that we've talked about on a nightly basis on Nightlight, including Spy thriller Black Bag, Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning, which may or may not be the last of the franchise, Sly Lives, which is a fantastic documentary on Hulu about Sly and the Family Stone founder Sly Stone. A couple surprises are a film that is just opening this weekend called Sorry Baby, a drama about a college professor dealing with the aftermath of sexual assault. 28 years later also made the list, which you can see in theaters currently. Ryan Coogler's vampire thriller Sinners is on the list, and that's no big surprise. What was surprising about the list was the film Alto Nights, starring Robert De Niro as two gangsters. The film was sort of universally panned by critics. Variety has it on the list, so it might be worth a watch. Happy viewing. You gotta love the Reacher series. They are hard at work on season 4 already and rarely make their audience wait too long between seasons. Barry star Christopher Rodriguez Marquette will join the cast for season 4, taking over the role of a small-town cop vacated by Jay Baruchel, who left the show to attend to personal matters. Season 4 of the Netflix show is scheduled to drop sometime in 2026. Martin Freeman might be the hardest working man in show business, and he's a pretty darn good actor too. The Hobbit star has agreed to join the cast of The Adam Trials, a psychological thriller directed by River Wild filmmaker Ben Kitai. Young Sheldon's Ian Armitage will also be part of the cast. The plot follows two parents who will do anything to save the life of their terminally ill son, but with unexpected side effects. The project is still in the early stages of production, so stay tuned.
Mostly cloudy today, although we will see a little sun trying to peek in later this afternoon. Our high in the mid to upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to 59 tomorrow. Mostly sunny, high of 86 with a few scattered thunderstorms late tomorrow night into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 71.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.